I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
We're 0-0-1 as well as the Cardinals. Like, nigga.
Y'all should probably take a hit.
That's some bullshit. We was fucking up 18 points and these niggas fucking... They trash. They trash, bro. The Lions is always going Lions. Nigga, I'd rather get my ass beat.
Than oh shit! I realized
we have 18 points and have let it. Danny is still over there wrestling the microphone.
Yeah, Danny.
I'm sorry. I'm getting myself situated because obviously y'all not ready. So I'm just gonna.
We're already recording, there, buddy.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that because y'all. I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Just saying. Get yourself situated. Figure it out, man.
Okay, I'm situated. I'm ready.
Because it makes it seem like me and you picking on Danny because now we're in the same place. Like, so, like, now everybody gonna be like, oh, Danny the victim. And, mm-hmm. you know, she's like a fucking
I am child. The victim. This shit is gonna be sad.
Danny, you are tiny as fuck, bro. I saw that picture you posted. In the mall.
Yeah,
in the
Danny, you're small as shit, for real.
And I got 15 more pounds to go.
Let's not.
I do. So, I've already lost weight. I've lost 8 since Monday, so I don't know what I'll be in the morning. But
man, that can't be healthy, fam. Like, hold on. So you averaging like 50 pounds a month.
But you're only supposed to do this. This is the egg fast. You're only supposed to do it for 3 to 5 days. I only do it for 3 days, and it's just to like break a plateau or something. So yeah, but you get all the nutrients.
You only eat eggs right now for like 3 days?
Yeah, like eggs, butter, and cheese. So any combination.
You a stinky motherfucker right now.
No, you don't be passing gas like that. Well, at least I don't. This is my third time doing it. And every time I do it, I lose 10 pounds and then I go straight back into keto. So I keep it off. But I don't be passing gas. Like maybe my body used to it because I do it often. But it works.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's hard. Like I can't wait to wake up in the morning. And eat something else, but I'm done eating for today.
Okay. I don't even want to eat just like baked chicken and greens. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's boring as hell to me. And that's not even like a straight eggs, nigga. That's eggs, nigga. I just started eating eggs. Nigga.
Yeah, I don't even like eggs, but I make them kind of different to kind of spice them up. Like I'll make egg pancakes, egg waffles. So.
I just started eating eggs, literally. Yeah. Like, my whole life I didn't eat eggs, and now I do. And the only reason I do is because I know that it's a real good source of protein, and it's real quick. Like, I can just scramble some eggs up real quick, boop, boop, and get out of there, and I got 18 grams of protein. So, I'm good. Yeah.
Then but thank y'all for the compliment. I've been working, so now I just got a tone, so.
Yeah, but I did see your ass. You got sick, though. That's...
Yeah, I had the keto flu.
That's not good, man. I don't support them skinny quick schemes. I don't care.
But it's not a get quick scheme, and I hate when people say that about keto because...
You just lost 8 pounds in a week. How's it
right?
not?
Right, because if I start eating regular tomorrow, I'm going to gain it all back just like any fad diet. But if you go straight into keto... Your body is already in a ketosis state, so you can just keep it going and you continue to lose.
Just because you put keto in front of a real word, don't make it worse. I'm tired of y'all. I really feel that way.
Keto pizza.
Fuck y'all.
I ain't gonna lie. I have seen a nigga though, just one. It's been one nigga that he's supposedly in keto, and that nigga ain't lost no weight.
See, now he doing it wrong. He not eating enough fat, or he not working out or something, because...
That nigga still big.
If you big, like my brother actually started doing keto. He did the egg diet with me. I had opened up a group for anybody that wanted, like, my expertise. And he lost, like, 12 pounds already just in these days by walking... drinking water and eating the eggs, because when you're big you lose weight, like you lose more weight quicker.
That's a fact. Okay. Like now that I like worked my weight off, it's for sure harder to like drop pounds. I mean, I'm not really concerned about dropping pounds. I don't really give a fuck what I weigh as long as I look straight. But
you want to get bigger?
Nah, not necessarily. Right now I'm like leaning. Like I'm a lot more lean. My size is still there. I'm still lifting, but
okay.
Like, I'm not trying to like gain weight. I was focused on like trying to lose weight, but now that I lost, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Then, Ty's 2 cents on that.
What's your 2 cents?
That was my 2 cents. Saying I got 2 cents.
I'm like, what's your
right? I'm waiting for it. Like, what's good? Like,
I knew this was going over to you. I go my 2.
Nigga, put them on the counter and slid them over like that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, let's introduce the show, and then we got some shit to talk about. I guess it is September 11th and shit.
No, right.
God bless America or whatever. Okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show, episode 38, I believe. I am one of your hosts. I wrote on my notes that I was going to call myself the bus driver.
Oh, Lord. I saw that. I said, please don't. And then here
That's corny as hell. That's corny.
Please don't do that.
But yeah, I am one of your hosts, Ted, joined here by my two co-hosts.
I'm Ty, your guy.
And it's your girl, Danny J.
You can follow us and keep up with us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Keep up with the page. Keep up with us individually. Follow me at schoolbus.ted, Ty at ty.sean.w, and Danny J at go.dannyj. So, yeah, it's September 11th, y'all niggas. God bless America. I can't say or whatever.
Yeah, you can't.
Please don't.
It's our country. I mean, we got a shitty leader, but it's still our country.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all, I wrote down, do you remember where you were? But I'm assuming niggas was in school.
Right.
So,
I was. We should have been in eighth. I was going to say seventh or eighth grade.
Seventh grade, I was in ISS. I remember. So, like, I could tell you what I was wearing and everything.
Okay. ISS. So, what grade were you in, Danny?
I guess I was in seventh. I thought I was in eighth.
No, you don't remember this? How old are you?
30. I just turned 30.
Yeah, so you graduated high school in 2007 then, right?
Right, so I was in seventh grade.
Correct. I was in the sixth grade.
Okay. I was in class. I don't remember. I'm not a creep like Ty, and I don't remember what color underwear I had on. Because who would remember?
Ask the generation before us. They can tell you exactly where they were. For a Pearl Harbor.
I was just about to say Pearl Harbor.
No, but you know exactly what you were wearing. Like, yeah,
both the ISS teachers, two of the scariest ladies to this day I ever met, they both broke down in tears. It was the saddest day of my life, fool. I was scared. I thought they were about to blow the school up.
Right.
He's like crying, fool. I was scared as hell. Like,
I do remember my teacher crying. I was in Miss Check class. I do remember the teacher crying, and I was confused because I was like, I didn't really understand what the big deal was. Yeah. Not really like that, but like, nigga, I was in the sixth grade, right. So I was like 11 years old.
He was like, New York, I don't even really
know. I've never been there.
Like, that's happening in fucking Detroit, nigga, like, whoa.
Yeah. So I didn't grasp it, but yeah, to the day though, yeah, that's, I mean, it's so just,
everybody got called out of school. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember I was in Avid. The Excel program or whatever. I do remember that. And I do remember teachers crying, everybody going crazy. I'm just like, okay, I have no idea. I really didn't grasp it until way later, like as to.
Until Osama bin Laden, until them niggas put them tapes out, fam. I ain't gonna remember when them niggas, boy, used to be like the, it used to be like, remember we used to wait on the R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet shit?
The next part.
It was like the stories, bro. When Al Qaeda released the tape, they used to sit around the TV. Like, see what these niggas talking about?
Let's figure this shit out.
For real.
Clearly, they're mad, man. We need to at least hear them out. Let's hear them out.
Like, what's going on?
You think they threw two planes at us?
Now, like, what have we done? What can we do to make your day better? Shit.
I don't like that insurgent shit. What's going on?
Please. We got smoothies over here. Yeah, bro.
They don't like donuts. That's the problem. Like, when I was younger, real shit, I thought other countries really hated us because we ate donuts. Swear to God. I didn't think that was the only reason, but I did think that was one of the majority of reasons. I was like, son, what they got against donuts, man?
Damn, you don't enjoy a glaze?
Yeah, you don't like
a never had a cream-filled one?
Yeah.
Do you eat those
cream-filled?
Nope. Do you eat those, Danny?
You said eat what?
The cream filled donuts.
Oh no, I don't like nothing with something in the middle. I don't like nothing.
How did I know that was going to be her reason?
Yeah, I don't like jelly donuts.
Danny, I'm gonna be real with you.
That's but let me tell you something. I don't like nothing squirting in my mouth. Duh. I don't like when you bite into it, you get an explosion. I can't deal.
You don't like grapes? Grapes do that. Gushers. I like gushers.
But the consistency of a grape is more like water. I'm talking about a jelly or like a cream. I don't like cream. I don't like nothing.
For that reason, though, Danny, it's for that exact reason. So I don't like nothing just squirting in my mouth.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Big pause. Yeah, we will pass on that. One thing I did notice, though, today that we didn't talk about, and I don't care. I don't know if niggas even going to care because I barely care. While we was out, this nigga OJ got on Twitter. Like, Orenthal James Simpson.
I'm going to say Simpson?
Yeah.
So he created an account?
Yeah, y'all haven't heard about this?
No.
Oh, my God.
Does he have millions of followers?
Hell no, he don't.
He got like 70. So he's got to have a real little amount or a real
big? He got like a few thousand. I'm about to go to it right now. But the thing is, the first video that he came out with, this probably like 2 months ago, maybe a month and a half ago, was like something about, I got a little bit of getting even to do.
Oh.
Niggas was like, this is OJ. Orenthal James.
What's his name on there? OJ Simpson?
The real OJ 32. Hold on.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ 32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Then he followed up with God bless.
So now that is like, hey, you know what's insane, son? You know, for OJ to like, for us to grasp just how big OJ was, we would have to understand it'd be like LeBron James.
LeBron, I was about to say, yeah.
He was the greatest athlete of his time.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I mean, I don't care. Like you said, I don't care that he's on Twitter. I know he spoke out about the other situation we're going to talk about later today, but I don't really care what OJ got.
Ooh, OJ?
Yeah.
You know, OJ, he wrote a book called If I Had Done It.
Yeah. But then here's where he fucked himself. He lost the civil suit when, like, the family, the Goldmans, they sued him. He lost that shit in court. So when he released that book, they had control over it. So that's why they painted "I did it" in red like that.
Mm. Over it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because he owed them, like, that's why they took all them belongings from him, which he ultimately went to jail, is because he lost that civil suit. So he lost all his bread. Mm. They like found him guilty for murder and that, but you know how that goes. Like, just like Martin Luther King, the government, supposedly, I believe, I didn't do too much extensive research, but the government lost a civil suit that said that they killed Martin Luther King. For real.
I didn't know that.
Well, a civil suit is basically an argument.
Yeah, like, exactly. Speaking of civil suits, I know you heard about the Antonio Brown shit, Danny.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't get all in it. I just know he's accused of rape or something like that, right? Yeah. I don't know all the details.
Before we go any further, I want you to know, like, and I hate to say it like this, but me and Ted kind of have the same stance.
Yeah.
So I would really like it if you could, like, just kind of run through it real quick and give us your stance, because I already know where this nigga stand and he know where I stand. So
yeah.
Let's figure out where you're going with.
Okay. I don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's tell you. Okay, and I'm going to try to say it with as least sarcasm.
Right, just tell me the basics. I don't even want to go all into depth about it.
This girl is accusing him of rape. She isn't charging him criminally. It's a civil suit. She supposedly he masturbated in front of, they were in Bible study together. Like, that's the, like, how they met.
Okay.
At Central Michigan. They were in Bible class together, Bible study. They used to, and so She came over one time. This is when he was at the Steelers. I believe he hired her. Is that correct? And, but she said he assaulted her in college also, though, one time. Like, he did something, groped her, something like that, something to that effect. She came by his crib one time. This is when he's on the Steelers and tried to get some. She said, no. Nah. He beat his dick and nutted on her back.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then another time she had to go to the bathroom or something. So she went to his house, which doesn't really make sense.
Right.
But I said I was going to take myself out of it.
Right.
So she had to go to the bathroom.
And he was the closest house. Because you know how most NFL players stay near everybody.
Everybody, yeah. They got buku neighbors.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay.
And she went over there and he supposedly forcibly raped her at that point.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say that nigga ain't do that shit. Now, I could be wrong and I'm going to have to retract all this shit.
And we know a lot of other facts. Because we didn't say all the other stuff.
Yeah, it's buku shit that's like, okay. There's been emails released, texts. Yeah.
We found out that they were engaged in sexual relations. She asked him for 1.6 mil. He said no. She wrote him a text saying that she was going to extort him and this.
Yep.
A month ago. So.
Okay, so I'm kind of scrolling through the story. Thank you guys for the brief synopsis. So I'm kind of scrolling through, kind of picking out a couple parts. So a lot of things to me are alarming. So plain and simple, I think she's lying. That's just my first impression. It sounds like a lie, not where they met and everything, because we know those are facts. But as far as the way you guys described it, because again, I don't know all the details, but we know most NFL players and famous people stay in the boondocks, like all the way out. Like most of the time, they don't stay on a normal street. But even if he was on a normal street, if he had done this to you before, why would you go back over there? And why would you keep engaging in contact with him? Like
disclaimer.
No.
Neither Ted, Ty, or Danny J. are victim blamers or support. Do not rape.
Do not rape.
It's the motherfucking current show, okay? You niggas don't know.
Don't rape. Like, get a prostitute.
I don't think she's a prostitute.
I said don't rape. Get a prostitute. If you don't rape, maybe not.
Because if it's legal, I'm not trying to be problematic. But. Right. But yeah, basically, like, yeah, why would you keep going back? Number one. Number two, I never in my life have I beat my meat and nutted on a girl's back.
But why would you be still sitting there if you're uncomfortable? How would he even have the opportunity to nut on your back? Like, I'm confused as to how everything even played out. So to me, she's lying. And then I read here, it says she claims she passed a lie detector test about the alleged attack.
But that's like so easily to manipulate.
Yeah, so I think she's lying again. If it really happened, I'm not blaming her. I think it's crazy if it did, but just by the facts and my own common sense, I don't believe he did that.
Danny, they were also engaged in a sexual relationship.
So they were having sex at their own will, consensual sex. So yeah, I just don't believe her. She wanted money. She wanted to extort him, and it didn't work out.
She's getting married. Apparently, she has a meeting with the NFL to, like, tell them or whatever, because the NFL is, of course, investigating. She has a meeting with them, and she pushed it back because she's getting married.
Okay.
You spent a little bit too much on your wedding. Got it.
Because I don't believe any of that.
We get it.
Got it. Yeah. So
Antonio Brown was at practice today.
Yeah, saying that the situation left her dismayed, confused, and embarrassed. How did you even get in the situation to where he could nut on your back? So I'm totally, like, I don't believe it at all.
It just doesn't. Well, see, Danny, I understand where you're confused because, like, if a nigga stood behind you, he'd be, like, on the back of your neck. So, like,
beating me.
So, you know,
He's beating his meat. Like, what I'm supposed to do? Like, I'm going to turn around. Like, first of all,
it's going to be your throat.
Yeah, like, it is. If you turn around, it's going to be in your eyeball.
That nigga said, let me put it on your forehead real quick.
That just wouldn't happen. I wouldn't be in that situation. However, comma, I think she's a liar. So I'm just looking at that. That's my opinion.
I wanted to say this too, man, because I won't let this happen to me again. I have to retract. I think I've already done it, but I'm going to do it again. Jussie Smollett was clearly lying. And I was caping for this nigga hard, bro. I just wanted to believe him.
Yep.
So I'm going with my first instincts on everything now. And then if you prove me wrong, you prove me wrong. I'll apologize. You'll accept it or you won't. Like, and that's that. But I was caping for this nigga Jussie.
Yeah, we really was going back and forth with his whole situation. So now when new situations come, I'm like, should we even give it this much energy? Because, you know, yeah.
You're gonna get what I really think. Maybe that's
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. What else we got? Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. She retired, I guess, or something. Not that. I gave a fuck. I just
like, hey, okay, let's start this right now. Ty is a fan of Nicki Minaj, so like I liked her Pink Friday. Was it Pink Friday?
Pink Friday.
Yeah, I like that album. Like, I'm a fan of Nicki, son, and she cold. Like, so we're not just gonna.
She was cold.
She is cold.
Nah,
but everybody get old, so you just can't. You can't expect her just to be a 10 or old guy.
I don't know. I just don't.
Son, Nicki been in the game for a while,
a long time.
Like, you gotta remember, we've been out of college damn near 10.
Oh, no, we gotta change this. I'm tripping. Look, the WNBA that came on. Nigga said, oh, no.
But Brittany Griner playing, so it might be a boxing match. Right. Like, she gonna throw
it. Ain't no other sports.
Well, hey, and also, like, we really can't talk about it, but old girl, when she ran away from Brittany Griner, I'd have ran too, son.
Yeah.
So that's a dude.
Man, what? She's huge.
Y'all are stupid.
She won her once.
Like, she's so bad.
She was chasing her on television. Like,
seriously, I need to say my spiel about Nicki because y'all get sidetracked. So let me. So Ty, you said your spiel, right? You think she's dope, whatever the case may be. We haven't heard you, Ted.
She's going to the Hall of Fame. For sure. The Hip Hop Hall of Fame, she should be in.
Yeah, I agree. So,
I'm not going to say she whack. I just don't like her.
Let me put my stance out. And Ted, you can put yours because I feel a certain type of way about Nicki. I like Nicki as well. I think Nicki is dope. I think she's been dope for the last 10 years, 20 years, whatever the case. I don't know how long she's been out. But I feel like she's retiring. And please don't nobody come get me. But I feel like she's retiring because, well, for two different reasons. Nicki has always stated that she wanted a family and she was like, she always was like a hopeless romantic. Like, I've watched some of her documentaries and stuff, and she always wanted like a family. So I feel like partially what she said is true. But I also feel like she may be getting kind of intimidated by all of the dope female rappers, well, dope in some people's eyes, because you already know, I only think Meg Thee Stallion dope. But I think it's a lot of competition with the City Girls and Meg Thee Stallion and Sweetie and all these people. So I kind of think she's intimidated and Cardi B and all of them. And I think that's another reason.
I don't think it's intimidation to be. It may just be, so she don't want to be Lil Kim. She don't want to turn to that.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, you've done it. Now you look like the mama. So you got to move.
Yeah, true.
And so I feel like she's stopping right now is the perfect time. It's like, you know what?
But then she
would have had this Hot Girl Summer. She dropped the little, you know, she did a feature with Megan Stein.
And that was
she. I rap with the youngins and I got the fuck on. Like, that's dope.
I think she is going to come back in a few years just like with some music. But right now,
I think she might be featuring.
Of course. Right now, I think we need, I think she needs a break. And it's not necessarily because of like her. It's just like she's been in our face, like you said, for years. Right. To be honest with you, that's why I don't like her, kind of.
Because she's been there for so long?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like ready for something new.
Well, so I shouldn't make it
that I don't like her because I don't like dislike her, but I'm just like, okay, bitch. We've been seeing like
the same.
I used to love your ass.
Yeah.
Now your ass is basic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, but her fans felt like it was really insensitive how she just, you know, said she was retiring with the little screenshot text, whatever, text typing phrase, whatever. So they were upset about that. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I kind of felt like, okay, you're retiring. Like, I don't know. It was just different because I'm like, a lot of artists, they kind of just fade off, which is cool because, like you said, if they want to come back next year or the year after that or whatever, it's like, oh, okay, you back. But I don't know. I just thought it was weird that she felt like she had to announce that she want a family and this and that. Like, just do it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like,
niggas don't really care. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, the women right now is popping.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm, it is what it is. She probably do need some time to just go get her for a second. Go get you.
Right. I like it. Go, girl. She been wanting this forever. She married now. So.
Her husband looks like a fucking weirdo, though.
Yeah, he does. Mr. Petty.
Yeah, big head dude.
Yeah, he just like kind of like just stands around. He looked fake. Like he looked like she made him.
Yeah,
right.
Like she been waiting on that nigga to grow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks weird. Watering every day,
faithfully and shit. One day, don't worry, baby.
Yeah, you're gonna be there.
But I'm like, y'all need to stop hating on him because y'all niggas be doing all type of stuff. Y'all niggas be stealing and, you know, don't have no job.
Looking like a fucking action figure. And I don't
know. I'm saying a lot of people are talking shit about him. Yeah, he got a lot on his rap, but so do y'all niggas. They just not famous. Not y'all. I'm saying the females
Yeah, he has like child molestation.
But that's what I'm saying. He got a lot on him, but it's plenty.
I know, but.
Yeah, that doesn't equate to fucking stealing. What the fuck are you
No. First of all, I'm not saying it's on that same level, but I'm just saying if she choose to be with that child molester, that's on her. Like, y'all, everybody else, just worry about yourself. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? A lot of stuff falls under child molestation or falls under, like, a sexual crime. So it could be anything. Like,
he could have been pissing outside.
So he could have been pissing outside.
And by the park.
Feet near a school,
and, you know, yeah. I don't know, so that's why I can't say, you know, but no, that's not cool. He's fucking sick if it was something like that, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, now would probably be a good time for this question that you had. I don't even remember.
I don't either. Let me go look.
I hit it on the WNBA, and then here, look at me. I'm like, shit, hell yeah, pull that bitch,
okay. Shank.
Hey, so prayers up to Kevin Hart real quick. We didn't say shit last week. Oh, yeah. But like, anybody keeping up with that? Like, bad accident?
No.
Sounds fishy to me.
Really?
No, I don't think it sounds fishy at all.
The accident happened, but I think it's a lot more that we don't know. Of course, the accident happened. But like the reason I say that is because, did you see the car?
Yeah.
The car was like flattened, right?
Mm.
But previously, the car it's a two-door car. It's a muscle car. They said it was like four people in that bitch. It wasn't.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
And then he got up and walked away.
His security came and got him and took him to the crib.
Right. Yeah. I did think that was kind of sketchy.
And then his wife called the cops or like called the ambulance and shit. But she sounded confused as shit. Like she was like,
right.
Accident. It was like 20 minutes away from here. Yeah, nigga. Came and got him and took him to the crib, drove 20 minutes. So it's kind of like, it's fishy. It's some shit we don't know. Nigga, I mean, I hate to like speculate. I mean, I'm glad he's okay, but I might have been drinking and driving. And then, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, nah, I'm Kevin Hart. I'm about to go to the crib. This other nigga, because he said the other nigga was driving. Yeah,
right.
So, you know.
I don't know.
You've been high on some shit. You feel me? And nigga, yeah. You was driving, bro? Yeah, I was driving. Bet. I got the racks for you. Don't worry. Like, you good. But you was driving, right? Yeah, I was driving.
Yeah, I was driving. Wide open. I fucked up. I was daydreaming. I was half asleep.
And he was the only nigga injured. They probably weren't in the car. He might have been racing with a nigga, anything. You know what I'm
saying? We never know. That's what I'm saying. Then, it's so much stuff we never know.
We probably won't ever know.
It's just all speculations, like, you know.
That's what happened. It was bullshit. Nigga was racing. He got fucked up. Security came and got him. Said, hey, who was racing?
Nobody. Nobody.
That nigga was driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was driving his car. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they figured it out. But, yeah, I'm glad he's okay, though. Cause
see, I thought he was fucked up, though. Like, I thought he was.
What?
Like,
they said he had to go through, he has to go through,
like therapy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Kevin Hart is worth nine figures now, so.
Yeah, put me through some therapy, too. Hell, yeah.
Like, about to get a whole new body.
Yeah. Put me through it. What you need me to do? Okay.
So we got this spine 7,000 we're gonna put on you.
Yeah. It's gonna be, your disc and your back gonna be platinum. Cool. Run them.
We're gonna make you 6 inches taller.
Run it. You know he need it. That's gonna put him at like my size.
Wow.
Maybe not even then.
Not even.
That is a little nigga.
Oh shit. Randy, what's your
question? Yeah, so I have a question, and so I opened it up and I asked people like if they had questions, and I'll probably do it often. So a listener, Kiara, she wanted to know, and she wanted all of our opinions, mine included. She wants to know, do we think it's okay for a woman to pay on the first date? Why or why not? And I want to keep it just kind of quick and straight to the point so we don't, you know, carry it out too long. But she wants to know, is it okay for a woman to pay on the first date? Why or why not?
Yeah, it's okay for a woman to pay on the first date. It's just not going to happen.
Yes.
Okay, why is it? Why wouldn't it happen if it's okay?
Because most women be waiting on the nigga. That, like, in my opinion, most women be having the concept, and I hate to generalize to say most women because I'm not like misogynistic or nothing.
Okay.
But a lot of women, maybe I'll say it like that. A lot of women tend to think like being a man is you paying this, and like I like, you know, the whole discussion with paying bills in the house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I ain't splitting bills and all that. Bruh, I could just tell you, just speaking to my household, bruh, we about to be married. Ain't no, it's not a split. It's not a nothing, nigga. Lights got to be paid.
Right.
Like, certain people may take over now, certain responsibilities, but at the end of the day, it's...
Yeah, so Danny, it's like, so it's like this, really. It's,
cause this is simple. Keep in mind, this is the first date. You guys, you're not that deep.
That's the thing. It's first date. When it's first date, it's just...
Who asked who out? First of all, yeah, that matters. That
okay, matter. So that's what I was going to say. That plays a big part. We don't know who asked who out. This was just a generalized question. So...
Well, that's what I'm just saying, like, if she asked him out, I'm not going to say it's on her to pay because I still, as a man, would expect to pay.
Would expect
but, like,
to pay.
If she pulled out her shit, would it be incorrect? Fuck no. You asked me out.
You asked me out.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, if you say we're going to go out for drinks, like, no matter what, if you say it or I say it, I feel like I'm about to pay for the drinks. That's right. Just kind
okay.
Of
yeah. Okay.
In my mind. Now, if you say, hey, we're going to go laser tag today, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I hope you know, like,
how are we doing
you paying for
how are we doing it?
I had chilling in on a Saturday. You talking about some big boy shit. Like,
but actually, and like okay, like, see, I'm not even going to say drinks because, like, if we say drinks, I feel like that I'm more likely to be like, shit, who might pay for this because drinks don't even cost that much. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we say dinner and drinks, I'm probably going to be like, yeah, that's on me. More than likely, that's on me. You know what I'm saying? But would it be okay for a woman to do that? I think more women should do that shit, to be
right.
honest.
I agree.
Like, maybe not necessarily just paying, but just being more aggressive. Because a lot of women are not aggressive enough, and you're going to miss out on, you know what I'm saying, on your shit just because you waiting on what you think a man's supposed to. I can't stand that when a woman be like, a man does this. A man. I don't tell women how to be women.
Right.
Like, I don't tell no women how to be women. Women got that freedom. I feel like, I mean, it's not all the way there, and I don't want to get beat up by the feminists. But
because at the end of the day, we do, and me and Ted both understand that men have the leg up in society,
of course.
Mm-hmm. But there are definitely social issues where it's like, hey, we're always told, like, whenever there's a female issue, it's always like, hey, you stay the fuck out of that. Which I'm perfectly fine to be like, yep, I'm out of that.
Right. Yeah.
But anything that's like on a man, have a man or something going on, it's like. Women have the freedom to jump in that,
yeah,
and be perfectly justified in it. Like, if me or Ted say anything about abortion, pregnancy,
right.
or monthly, you know, that that monthly visitor from
we are
immediately vilified. Oh, even if we're on the right side.
For sure.
So
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It is bullshit. But yeah, she could pay. Then we got ever deep. But yeah, she could pay.
Yeah.
Shit, whatever.
I like the little segment, Danny.
Yeah. Like, I feel the same way y'all feel. I mean, it's a little bit different, but not really, because I deal with studs. I think she wanted to hear more of a man's point of view, but you already know I'm going to just throw my opinion out. I agree with y'all. Yeah. Like, I would pay. I do think it's important to know who asked who out, because if I'm asking somebody out, in my mind, I'm going to think I'm going to pay. But again, studs are kind of like men, so a lot of the times they will pay. So I guess it just kind of depends on the setting, like where we're going, what we're about to do. But I would prefer the stud to pay, period. So I'm kind of like what y'all said. I look for them to pay because they want that title. They want to be the one to kind of take control. So, you know.
But see, that's definitely just a gotcha. That's a
just a sticky situation.
Yeah,
slippery slope.
Another thing that we cannot engage in.
Right. It's a little bit different.
I'm staying at the top of the hill.
Yep. This when you look at it and squint your eyes, just nah,
I'm cool.
That's down there. That's down there.
Yeah. It's a little bit different, but if anybody wants to submit a question, you can definitely hit us up on any of our social media platforms or any of our DMs, and we'll try to incorporate your question into one of our shows.
Right, preferably just DM the show or Danny.
Okay. DM the show or me. I got you.
Hey, we're going to put that out there. Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. My shit's as close.
Gotcha.
I'm good. Because I'm going to be fucked off one day. You're going to be, I got a question. So what do you think about blah, blah, blah? And I'm going to be like, nigga, I don't know. What the fuck? Why are you even writing me?
DM Danny. Go dot Danny J. I got y'all.
All right. Well, yeah, Danny, your little segment is not that bad.
Okay. Thank you.
It is.
And again, it's answering like their actual questions, like the people that actually listen. So I thought that was a dope concept. So we'll keep it.
All right, good job. Real quick on some TV shit. I didn't know this nigga Ty was on that shit too. Before I when I put that shit in the notes, but dog, the Wu-Tang An American Saga on Hulu, is fucking flame.
The actor playing ODB is
perfect.
Boy,
that nigga named TJ Adam.
His name TJ Adam, bro. Yeah. I've been so into that show. Like I was telling you earlier, bro, I've gone back and started listening to Wu-Tang.
Yeah, me too. I ain't gonna flex. I've
been watching YouTube videos
and everything.
Everything.
Gonna run this shit back.
Yeah, man. I'm reliving that shit because when them niggas came, because when their first album, I think it was the first album, came out, it was 93. So I was 3 years old. There was no way I was gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
Even allowed to listen.
What the fuck?
Even if I was toddler. Into it.
Like,
is that nigga Bob? He's like the Method Man?
I definitely
don't know.
Yeah, this still got rhythm.
Yeah, for real. MET, HOD, man. Yeah, bro. But I done fucked with Wu-Tang though, just like on some like random shit. But I ain't just like no
how
the
high,
music.
How high?
I didn't know
Redman. Redman is not a member of Wu-Tang. Like even to this day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He just was like an associate. Yeah. With my research though, right? I've run across like hella Method Man interviews and shit. Bro, this nigga speaks extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
If you see though in the series, they show that like niggas said like
assistant manager.
Like at the end of the day, like even if like rap didn't work out, the nigga at least was moving up. Like
it was,
like, he was right. Management.
Mm-hmm. He was on maybe Jimmy Kimmel, I think, and he was talking about that because they was like, "So you really worked at the Statue of Liberty?" And he was like, "Yeah." Like he was like, "I love that job." But apparently there's a guy that runs the place there and another guy that was there who died now who used to just look out for the black youth. Like, yeah. He said he used to sweep up. He was like, he used to sweep up for the trash and shit at the Statue of Liberty. He's like, yeah, I love that job. Worked there for like 5 years.
But if you look at it, though, even if you look at his career, like in movies, Method Man a fucking hustler, son.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Sure. Every, I agree.
Definitely everything. Even sure. If just for a second, you'd be like, hey, that was Method Man. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, dog.
I'm going to check it out, though, because I haven't been able to really
watch it. It's fire, though. Like, I'm the shit. Like, Piggy been watching that shit, too.
Oh, shit, Danny, you ain't got into it?
No,
oh,
I saw, like, the first episode or so, but I wasn't, like, totally focused. So I'm going to have to, like, you know, just sit down and just, like, really.
You're a wild boy, Danny.
Yeah. Every Wednesday. Wu-Tang Wednesday.
Okay. So I can catch up on some of them.
Yeah, that shit fire. That shit fire. Because your boy that played RZA, he was in Equalizer, too.
Right.
Over.
He was the boy. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think his name.
He's a good actor, though. Yeah. I can't think of his name. He actually from California, but I can't think of his name.
His real name is Ashton something.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sparks or something.
I definitely understand more of just how different RZA is.
Yeah.
Like, just like especially because it is. I'm like, yeah, that nigga. But it's a lot of shit, like, with the show. Like, they said, like, they wanted to make it a movie, but it ended up being, like, too long. So Hulu was like, nah, fam, we got you.
Yeah, we're running.
We're going to run 99 episodes of that. Like, I think it's going to end up being, like, 10, though.
10 episodes?
I think so. When I was reading
They're not going to have more than one season? I'm asking.
No, I think it was, no, it's like, it's a docuseries.
Oh, so that's it.
That's it, yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah, nah.
That makes sense too, because old boy really isn't like a series actor. He's a movie actor. Like I said, he was in Equalizer too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then your boy also Shameik, the nigga that plays Raekwon.
Oh, son, the nigga who played Ghostface Killer. This nigga even really sounds like him. So
D-Lover. That's his rap name. I said, bruh, this nigga don't get the fuck. Hey, niggas in the 90s used to have some corny ass rap names.
Yes, I'm waiting on these niggas to get their real names.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, at the third episode, name. I wasn't ready. So I was like, when that bitch ended, I looked for the fourth. I was like, wait, what the
fuck? What that nigga said his name was MC Dynamite.
Yeah, MC Dynamite.
Like, get the fuck out of here. This nigga would try to come out right now talking about some. Although we did have a nigga named Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Right.
Well, Tekashi is taking some.
You know he what? Out of there.
He is, he in there. That's what he is. He's in there.
And so is Shotty.
I heard about, that's his manager. Got 15 years.
Yeah, they gave that nigga 15.
Goodness gracious. I'm like, what is going on?
Currently.
Wait, why did he give.
Because they all got jammed up on RICO.
And then,
because they were counted as a real gang. Because they were.
And I heard, really
Tekashi was just a fake gangster. Everybody else was real life, like.
Yeah, thugs.
Thugs, yeah. Because it was like an interview on YouTube. He came out, Shotty, and was talking about it. And they was like, man, nobody make that nigga do that shit. And anybody tell him to go around talking about suck my dick and all that other, that was on him.
I'm over Tekashi. I can't believe
what he said. And this is where I think we be fucking up sometimes. He's like, that was my man. So
yeah,
y'all gonna beat his ass. Like, so
we
here. So he doing that shit, knowing that he got this arsenal of niggas behind him.
Yeah.
Hey, also other shit. And I know it's kind of wild and different, son. Have y'all seen the other documentary? Son, I just went blank as shit. Damn,
clearly.
Damn. Ah, I just went blank as hell, bro.
Oh, When They See Us?
No, of course we saw that.
Oh. I'm like, did we talk about that? I don't know if we talked about it.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, nah. We were talking about Tekashi going to jail. Damn.
Well, okay. We'll be back.
Right. When it comes to you, we'll be back.
Oh shit, Grambling.
Yeah,
Stay. Oh shit, they got boys on. Hey, shout out to the Gram fam. We on a commercial and everything on niggas pregame concert with y'all. Postgame concert with Cameo. Come on, fam. I know you are.
Son, that's the old heads who gonna get there at halftime to see the band. They just
I love Cameo. Hold on. I listen to Cameo. I'm like, Cameo, I listen to them like every day.
Sing one of their songs.
We won't go there. But
oh, okay. Thought she was about to give you one.
Thought she was too. I was gonna be like,
no, no. Crazy. But I listen to that's my era of music. So yeah, I.
These things gonna be out there just like this, doing the hustle.
Yeah,
well,
nigga, this
not our song. Oh, in the 80s, it probably was.
Yeah.
In the
80s,
it
was.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not, they got so many songs. They got She's Strange. They got Word Up. Like, stop playing with Cameo. Now,
that's how them niggas, you're not from Atlanta, so don't stop playing. Stop saying that.
You're not from there. Danny don't know where she's from. Oh yeah, you are from Pittsburgh, Louisiana.
Fuck out of here.
No, I am not. Stop playing with Cameo though. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Let's see. Y'all had just went blank. Okay, because I'm like y'all had just. I'm talking about y'all went blank. It went. The sound went dead.
Yeah, nah, this nigga Ted just went to.
You said he just did what?
Went to the bathroom. So what's crazy? What's crazy is this nigga hopped up. This nigga hopped up like you knew what he was about to do and just went in the bathroom like you were here with us.
Like I'm like, what, really? You do know I'm in the A now. I don't know what's going on.
I just stepped out real quick and now step back in.
Gotcha.
But I'm back.
Gotcha. And we gonna move right along.
Yeah, I'm not even taking that shit out.
Oh my God.
I don't know what y'all niggas said though, so I might have.
Oh, here it is. So have y'all seen the Travis Scott documentary?
That's yeah.
Son, he gonna end up getting jammed up for like inciting to me right.
You said the what documentary?
Yeah, yeah. I know, for inciting right.
I know. Yeah, I saw it.
No,
I gave you that face because it was like, nigga, that nigga really be going crazy at them concerts.
Yeah, like.
That shit was actually
Travis Scott documentary. Yeah, I didn't know what it said. Yes, I did watch that. When I tell y'all, I had no idea he was at that magnitude. Like, I don't really listen to Travis Scott on the regular. Yo.
Remember he said, man, in Houston, he said Travis Scott got pulled like that, nigga. And he said, dude, something
Nettie?
Might do
it. Yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, son. Nigga might, after seeing that documentary, I was like, he might know something we don't know.
I think he's bigger than Beyonce.
You're going too far because Beyonce is not on the level of.
Well, he close. He close. I'm sorry. I feel like
influential young rapper right now.
Niggas might jump on me for saying this, but like I got Beyonce up there with like. Michael Jackson.
And yeah, Michael Jackson.
I mean, yeah, she's the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying?
I think I also, though, like, I agree with Ty. I didn't know how big that nigga was.
Me either. That's what I'm saying. Like, he not nobody to play with. Like, that documentary showed me, like, he is not to be fucked with. Like,
I mean, he has a documentary on Netflix. You got to be.
And it's just him.
And it's just him.
Like, you his be fans go crazy.
That documentary was fired up.
I will say this. He is for sure getting to the level of religion big to where like
and he is young. That's what I'm saying. He got so much time and he already huge. So I'm like, oh yeah.
And you got Kanye West as a fucking mentor down the street.
Like I'm saying, he finna be huge. Like I don't know. He might not be as big as Beyonce now, but I do feel like he has a specific fan base, just like Beyonce. Like, I feel like he got that crazy jump off a motherfucking building and break your neck type of fans. But he also saves a lot of people because I was watching it and it seemed like he helps a lot of people, like, not commit suicide and just feel like
Let's not go too far because I will say that was the one documentary that I've seen and I ain't learned a fucking thing. But I knew all the words to the songs, and like I realized how
I learned a lot. It seems like he really like do in the community.
Let me tell you what fan base he has. He has the most popular fan base. He has
white kids, young white kids.
Right, yep. but not even just that. You can see that he was like really giving back in the community and like really doing shit. That's what I learned, because I thought he was just like smoke weed with Kanye and them. Like, he really be doing stuff, in my opinion. And I didn't know that.
He don't really fuck with Kanye like that. Like,
But I'm just saying, now, even if, okay, take Kanye out the equation, his documentary showed me that he do more than the typical rapper, because I've never heard about Nicki or none of them other people creating or giving nothing back. Like, I never even heard Nicki put nobody on. Like, as far as other female rappers and this and that, like, I've never heard her about her helping anybody do anything. So I'm just saying, to me, it seemed like he's more so like for the community than I thought, personally. His community.
You be getting so excited and shit, bro, and then you just like start going.
No, I'm serious. Like, cause I didn't even know that freaking what was his album called?
NBA. So 20 points a game leads the WNBA. It's Brittany Griner. 20 fucking points? Nigga.
Don't do that.
But this is a playoff game, and it's not nowhere near full. Look at that shit. There's about three people in that bitch.
God, I definitely walked down to the floor.
Man, what?
Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all got me so fucked up.
The security guard is in a fucking wheelchair.
No.
He's not protecting anyone.
That's fucked up, too.
He got to roll up.
Oh, shit. He really is. Oh, shit. Damn, they got a security guard in a wheelchair at the WNBA game. Son, you know,
I can't see that, and neither can I listen to
unprotected, I feel. Like, son, I feel.
Now, you just wait till I get to a ramp. Now, all you gotta do is run up some stairs, nigga. You home free.
I feel raw dog of a hooker on the side of Harry Hines.
Damn.
Unprotected. Damn. That type of unprotected. You feel me? Like, goddamn, just AIDS immediately. Jesus.
All right, everybody got the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Hey, here comes the security guard. Hey, run up the stairs real quick, nigga. Can't fuck with you. That nigga. Just wait. By the end of the night, that nigga arms tired to the mouth.
So I'm going to rob the bank standing on the counter the whole time.
Oh, shit. Danny, fuck you, bro.
I mean, I don't see what y'all talking. Like, I can't. Like, I don't know what y'all saying.
Just told you there was a fucking security. You suck.
No, I'm saying I hear it, but I can't engage because I cannot see it. I don't have the luxury of being in Dallas with y'all, huh?
We're just gonna tell you to put on the ESPN.
Okay, you know, let me be in school next time.
She hooping in them SpongeBob's. Them bitches.
Shit. Hey, look, I'm just sitting there staring like.
Them bitches is cold. Like,
it's you can really see the sponge
out that big too. So you already know how that goes.
We watching a WNBA game, Danny, just to show you just how non-misogynistic we are.
Mm, right, that's good.
I said it on the beginning of the game.
Yeah,
it actually turned out to be good,
even though it's the second quarter. It's 19-20.
Well, I was just about to say it's a close one. 22-19.
Damn near halftime.
Like, what the fuck?
We'd have seen 6 layups and 2 threes.
This bitch been a whole bunch of running. Boom soccer going on in this motherfucker. Look at this shit.
God damn.
Man, that was rough.
The WNBA looks like if men's high school basketball was professional.
Not even.
Oh, damn. Gosh.
I didn't even know. Well, it depends where you at.
Yeah,
because some high schools,
right, like a 3A school. There you go.
Yeah, it'll have to, because like it was a nigga that went to my high school. He scored like 54 points in the game once.
I say we had a nigga named Kashif. That nigga would have dunked all over these hoes.
Yeah, it's been boo-boo turnovers.
Yeah.
I wonder where we at, Danny.
Steals. She got 76 in the bitches a game.
I think we pretty much covered everything. We've been on for about an hour, so. We can,
Damn, okay,
I'm just saying, we ain't really talking about show no more. Y'all watching TV, so.
Someone will give you descriptions.
Yeah, it's content you know at the same time.
But not really, because we don't really know, like, what y'all are talking about.
Right now, you know that you know that that stud chick who like from the hood who always had the braids, she got the ball.
Yeah.
She just passed it to the other stud chick who had like the blonde wig, who you're not sure gay, but you're pretty sure she gay.
Yeah.
Then she gave it to the one thug on the motherfucking team.
The girl playing defense was the only straight one on the squad.
Yeah. And the other one, she probably not gay, but she's like 7 foot, so she gonna eventually have to ahead and float that way.
Danny, you don't like basketball girls?
Not really,
Damn, why?
Because she wasn't ever athletic.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I was super athletic, but
what'd you play?
I ran track. I was a cheerleader.
Definitely didn't run track.
Now that you're skinny, we're making all the big girls.
You did not
run track. No, I did run. When I was in high school, I was small. I ran track. I did the 4x4, and I was the last leg.
Freshman 50?
No, I did the 4x4, and I was the last leg. I was a cheerleader. I even did the long jump.
You kept eating that last leg. That's what fucked her up. That's what fucked her up.
And did the long jump. So I was very athletic. Thank you.
What happened?
Was you depressed, my nigga?
When?
You got Louisiana and that food.
Like when you was big?
That's when I came to Atlanta and I just started eating. Like I was happy. That was the happiest time of my life. I was eating all the good food. Everything I hadn't had in Louisiana. I was just exploring, trying all the restaurants.
Like, trash ass food. Like I'm trying to figure out still, like, how did you eat yourself into that? Like,
yeah, I just was eating. I was at Checkers, I was at Cookout, I was at American Deli, I was at all them places.
This is what got you big?
Hey, what's Cookout?
Oh, Cookout Snacks.
Oh yeah, Cookout is like they got everything. Right? Yeah, it's fast food. You can get a burger, fries, chicken nuggets, a drink, and an apple pie for $5.
It's new.
Oh, okay.
It came out within the past few years, bro.
Oh, well, you didn't have that in high school, nigga.
No, in high school, I was skinny. I got big when I came to Atlanta.
She got big because of Atlanta.
Oh, you got big.
I was small in high school. I didn't get big until I got to Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
All them damn studs everywhere, you ain't know how to act. You motherfuckers taking her out to eat every night. You had about seven, eight of them on your arms and shit.
Hey, speaking of food, though, real quick, I actually have put this shit in there. I saw that Taco Bell is coming with like a new vegetarian menu or something. And then
I saw that.
Burger King came out with the Impossible Burger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I ate the Impossible Burger. It looks whack as hell, though. Don't look at it.
It's good.
It's straight, though.
It's
straight.
Yeah.
I'm judging both of y'all niggas.
No, it's good. I've even had the Beyond Burger. Like, I've had them both because I was a vegetarian for a while.
Is that a Burger King, too?
No.
Now that I live in Texas, I refuse to eat Taco Bell.
I don't eat that shit. I ain't had Taco Bell in years.
I refuse.
Like probably like 18 of them.
Son, okay, so a Taco Casa. Why didn't niggas tell me like that Super Taco? It's not a regular. It's like four tacos in one. Son, I ordered three today. Thinking like,
oh,
you know, it's a regular taco. So she handed me this big ass bag. I'm like, I might have fucked up. Like, I got to school. The guy ain't one of the bitch. I was like, cool, now.
Yeah. Hey, I got a Taco Casa. Y'all want it? Y'all good?
I was like, I got a Super Taco. They was like, oh, okay. How many you got? I was like, two. They was like, you was hungry, huh? I already ate one of them.
No, I think restaurants, I think they're trying to get on a health kick because they know everybody's on like a health kick. So I'm thinking that they, you know, just trying to be competitive and trying to come out with something healthy, quotations.
You got McDonald's fucked up.
Frequent.
And McDonald's ain't gave in. They like, fuck that. The ice cream machine's still broke.
Yep.
And you gonna come get this McDouble and it's hot and spicy.
If you notice though, have y'all noticed like how McDonald's, you slick can only get McDonald's in the hood now.
Damn near.
Like you said, the further north you go in any town now, you be like, damn, I ain't seen a McDonald's in a long minute. Time. Like, then you stop seeing fast food altogether, nigga.
Yeah. Straight sandwich shops.
Yep.
Boogoo pot belly.
Subway every now and again. Panera bread.
Chipotle. Nigga. Yeah. Boogoo Greek.
Then it's a Buffalo Wild Wings centered off at the top of the hill some fucking
way. They're going to have an order or a Fridays. Fridays going to be at the edge.
Edge.
Going into the hood.
Yeah, going right into the hood. Like right there on the...
They got a Chili's. They got Chili's by the Mexican spot.
Right by the Mexicans. It's going to be a Mexican spot. It's going to be a Chili's.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Danny. All right. So what we got, we can close it out. Damn. Over there salty.
Fuck.
Yeah. She got eggs to eat.
I already ate, actually. I'm all done. But I just got to get ready for the next day. But I ate my eggs. So my egg fast is over. When I wake up in the morning, I'll be able to weigh myself and see how much I lost. And I'll be able to test my ketone level. And I'm going to be lit. So.
I'm sure you'll make a YouTube video about it.
I've been vlogging all week, so I'll combine it. A video will come out Friday. So follow me on my YouTube channel, Danny JTV. How you going to
release on the same day we release, fam?
You said what?
I said, how you going to release on the same day as we release this show, bro?
Right. After you listen to the show, head over to Danny JTV so that you can see what we're talking about.
That's not a conflict of interest.
It's not. It's an extension.
Conflict of interest. We're going to have to look at contracts in this bitch.
Danny JTV, follow me. Okay.
All right. Well, shit.
I'm called out.
You got a bad job?
I got a dad joke.
No, he got one.
Yeah, he be coming prepared.
Okay, he ready now. This time around, I do got to give you a clap. Ty, you ain't playing this time. That's what's up.
Hey, Danny, eat a plastic dick.
Oh, gladly.
Why? Wait, why? Like, you be sucking on the plastic dick?
No, we went over this. I do not do that. That is not required of me. You said what?
Why'd you say gladly?
Because I was fucking with you because I was being sarcastic. You know what that means? I know you do because you're sarcastic all the time.
Sounded like you had some experience.
No, I don't do that. I told you guys, many times have wanted me to, but I don't do that. I see no point. So, no.
Put that bitch on your forehead.
No. No.
That's how it sounds because it's hollow on the inside.
No. It sounds just like yours. The fuck?
No.
You don't know what you don't know? Or do you?
You're right.
You don't know. You don't. They make a lot of stuff nowadays. But anyway, hit us with the dad joke.
I bet they probably do have one that's like just like my
show. And do. So.
And when we're on to the dad joke, to the G-rated part of our fucking straight show. Up. Like, all right. Fucking with Danny. Now you can see what I'm doing. Just sitting
like,
there.
Waiting, like, what the fuck?
I'm just like, okay.
What do you call a mac and cheese that gets all up in your face?
I don't know. A smack and cheese.
Too close for comfort food.
What?
Okay. Too close for comfort. Come on, man.
Okay. Like, too close for comfort.
But it's comfort food.
Right. I get it.
Close, you get it, nigga.
All right. Who knows? Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Quarter of the week.
Quote of the week, moment, and day is, wait, I just lost it. Hold on. Well, fuck it. We're going to go with this. Nothing will work unless you do. That's Maya Angelou. Okay. We all got jobs.
Right. So I agree with that.
Although tomorrow's my last day because we in Miami on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you going to. Birthday celebration, right?
Yeah, my bachelor party too.
Okay. Turn.
So.
Yeah, my birthday is Saturday. Y'all niggas tag me and post me on your story and shit. Not necessarily y'all. I mean, I hope y'all do too, but I'm telling the people that listen because my shit is tomorrow. So, wake up.
Right.
So, this show don't drop until Friday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not Friday, fam.
Ty. The show drops Friday.
Yeah.
Which means when they hear this.
His birthday is tomorrow.
Your birthday is Saturday.
So when they hear it, that means his birthday will be tomorrow. So while they're listening.
I get what y'all are saying, but like I'm telling you what I was just thinking in my
I get what you're saying. I get why you're saying it, but I'm telling you by the time they hear this, my birthday will be tomorrow.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Of course, it's not tomorrow. Yeah. But it's tomorrow.
Damn it.
I mean, I know what's going on now. You see where I was fucking. I thought you were fucking up. And
nah.
You, and clearly I was fucking up.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. All right. Danny, is it your? Oh, yeah. Good Black News. Yeah. Get us out of here.
All right. So. Today's Good Black News, and it's so crazy because you guys are watching the WNBA, but today's Good Black News is going to go to Lisa Leslie. She is going to be honored with a statue outside of the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Huh? The Staples Center as a spark. You know, that's like the Lakers. So.
Yeah, that's dope.
Right, yeah. So she's going to be awarded with a statue outside of the Staples Center, and I just thought that that was so dope. If anybody know about the WNBA, that's like the first name that come to mind, so... she will be getting a statue very soon. They said they've been talking about it, and it will be placed outside of the Staples Center, I think this year. So shout out to Lisa Leslie for, you know, making that, because that's huge for women.
Yeah, that's
over shit.
Yeah.
And we don't got a statue yet, do we?
No, well, she's going to be the first woman, I know for sure, honored with that.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just thinking about it because, like, when I was in L.A., I took a picture underneath Shaq shit and Magic Johnson shit.
They're not cool on that one yet. I mean, they retired two of his numbers.
No. It's coming. I just wasn't sure if I missed it.
No.
Because I was going through my memory of, like, okay, what the statues look like. So I wonder what Lisa Leslie's statue is going. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know her trademark, like, move. You know what I'm saying? Like Kobe's, he'll either be fade away.
He's gonna be that fucking.
Yeah, that, like, you know, that little, you know, the little back to the basket, you know, that knockdown shot. That's his typically, you know, like Jordan got the Jordan shit, Shaq hanging on the rim. LeBron shit gonna be the. But I wonder where he's gonna get a statue though. Well, they gotta put one in Cleveland. Got to. The fuck? I brought y'all niggas a championship.
Right.
Okay.
But shout out to her. I know a lot of, like, you know, women, basketball and kids. Like, because we talking about Lisa Leslie. She got the spotlight. She's the Good Black News. But I'm really happy to see that because you guys know I'm all about women. Well, anyway, shout out to her. Good Black News of the week.
Every
god damn day.
The women, you know, I'm for the women,
but I wasn't, you know, saying I it like that, it just came out like that. I mean, you know, I'm a feminist,
yeah, like you did, huh?
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we can get out of here. Danny can go eat some eggs, and wish me a fucking happy birthday tomorrow. Yeah, so this is episode 38. Check us out again. Follow us and keep up with us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show. Keep up with me at schoolbus.ted, Ty at ty.sean.w, and Danny J at go.dannyj. Go is spelled G-E-A-U-X. Maybe just put it as G-O.
I like to go.
I'm just not going
to
keep fucking
spelling it.
Like, I don't even know why I do that. At this point, it's habit. Because, like, nigga, if you don't know how to spell it at this point. Like,
right, you should know. Right. So now just start saying go to Danny J.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys.
Anyway, until next time.
Bye.